Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. In this article, the title is Our Father Who Art in Heaven, and it's based on the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, the one true God, who is our spiritual Father and Creator of all. He is the great I Am. He is the only God who cannot have a limit placed on Him. Although people are constantly doing so by bringing Him down to our level. All glory belongs to God. We seem to forget that God has created us and blessed us with life. All knowledge and wisdom comes from God. We need to be grateful to Him for all of our achievements. We should also be grateful for our sufferings, as well as our happiness and prosperity. Our Father is a loving God who loves us unconditionally, and He wants the best for us. We can receive happiness, joy, prosperity, peace, freedom, and eternal life with Him if we should just accept Him and love Him as He loves us. Who art in heaven. God is in heaven and in all of His creation. The Holy Spirit is our connection to God. If we follow Jesus and let Him show us the way, He will lead us back to God. Then we can receive the Holy Spirit from God and be connected back with God right here on earth as we live. Read John Chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is the name of God. God is pure, uncreated love. Everything that He created was done with love. He is perfect in every way. We can reach spiritual perfection here on earth through His blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Since our carnal mind and our human body is always in rebellion against God, we must overcome our carnal self and put away the things of this passing world. We must be interested only in spiritual things, which will bring our heart, soul, and spirit holiness and that connection with God. Thy kingdom come. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Luke chapter 17, verse 21. The kingdom of God is within you. If we renounce our life, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus, He will show us how to bring forth the kingdom of God that lies within us. It's important to have a one-on-one relationship with Jesus. We need to be born again. In other words, make that transformation from the flesh to the spirit. We need to become spiritual and open our spiritual eyes. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's important for us to do God's will. God gave us free will to choose. When we choose to do our own will, things don't always go right. We think that we know what's best for us. Well, we don't. Look at the shape that the world is in now. This is a result of what man's choices can do. God knows us better than we know ourselves. Remember that He is our Creator, our Father. Choosing to do our own will only lead us to self-destruction. Our Father does not want that for us. He loves us. God wants all of us to be one big family where we can be happy, full of joy, peaceful, loving, and kind to one another. Choose God's will and be a part of His kingdom, and you won't be left on the outside looking in. And give us this day our daily bread. There are two ways to look at this. There are two kinds of bread that we can pray for. The kind of food that our body needs for nourishment, or spiritual bread that our soul needs. Both kinds of bread are important to sustain life. The one that is most important is spiritual bread. Our soul is much like our body. It needs food to live. Without it, our soul can experience a spiritual death. This is something that we don't want to happen. In John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. When our body dies, it's dead. There is no eternal life for it. Our body is a temple for our soul while we are here on earth. Our body can die, but our soul goes on forever. What we feed our soul can determine where it will go when it returns to God. Good food for the soul are things like prayer, contemplation on God, and spiritual things. Loving your fellow man, reading and studying God's word, caring, helping others, and so on. Basically, doing what you can to be righteous in the eyes of God, our Father. When we pray to God for our daily bread, whether it is for the body or the soul, let Him know how grateful you are for hearing your prayers and providing you with another day of life. Read John chapter 6, verses 26 to 58. Forgive us our trespasses. Trespasses is another word for sin or offense. All of us are not without sin. When we sin against God, it hurts our relationship with Him. It is even worse when we do it willfully, over and over again. When we have had enough of rebellion against God, and we want to change our ways by being as righteous to God as we can, then we need to ask Him for forgiveness with a contrite heart. We should also ask Jesus to help us to look inside of ourselves so that we can see what we are doing wrong. Jesus will show us and teach us how to overcome our shortcomings. If we walk with Jesus and practice overcoming our faults, eventually we will be right back with God again. Jesus did die for our sins so that we may be forgiven and not die a spiritual death. As we forgive those who trespass against us. There are people out there just like us who do not know what they do. Some will intentionally do us wrong, while others don't even realize that they are. Either way, we need to forgive them. No matter how many times they do us wrong, we need to forgive them. Jesus said, "Love your enemies." I am sure that we all have done wrong to someone in our life. That is why that if we expect to be forgiven for our sins, then we need to forgive others for what wrongs they may have committed to us. Lead us not into temptation. When we ask God to lead us not into temptation, it means that we are asking Him to not put us into a position where we have the ability to be tempted to sin. We know that we are weak in some instances, that if we are tempted to do something against God's will, we may not be strong enough to resist. The world offers temptations, things of self-indulgence and vanity. God will not give us more than we can handle or that would be beyond our strength to overcome. Although we may think that we can't handle certain temptations, tests and trials, and hardships, God knows that we can. This is where our faith can grow and get stronger, by believing that God will help us through it. As we grow stronger in faith and spirituality, temptations will die off. Once our spirit and soul start to dominate our carnal self, which is corrupt in its own nature, we will lose the desires of the flesh and our thoughts will become more righteous. Just as Jesus overcame temptation, we can too. And deliver us from evil. When we ask God to deliver us from evil, we are asking Him to help save us from the evil one. He is the Prince of Darkness, the one that wants us destroyed, the one that wants to destroy you. One day, when the time is right, God will send Jesus to dethrone Satan from being the ruler of this earth. We could also be asking Him to show us how to be righteous, to overcome all evil and darkness in our life. We need the help of His blessed Son, Jesus Christ, to show us the way back to God. We need Him to teach us how to be righteous in the eyes of God. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me." So ask God to draw you to Jesus. Show God how much you desire to be with Him and that you are willing to give up your will and your life at all costs to do His will. We can't travel that road alone. We need Jesus. "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." God's kingdom in heaven will also be established here on earth. God's kingdom cannot be conquered. It will last forever. God's power is pure love, and love can conquer all. God's entire creation is from love. To God be the glory. If we open our eyes, we can see the glory of God in all of His creation. We need to give God the glory for all the good things that we do. After all, He gives us the opportunity to help others by placing us in the position to do so. Doing good deeds covers many sins. God deserves the glory for the things we do. He gave us the skills we need, the ability to learn, our talents, knowledge, wisdom, and His blessings. If we take the glory from God by accepting a payment for helping someone, or honor for any deeds, or we pat ourselves on the back, or exalt ourselves, then we just received our reward here. God's kingdom, His power, and all the glory that rightfully belongs to Him will last forever and ever. Be a part of God's kingdom and his glory by taking God's will and giving up your will. Give up this passing world. There is nothing here but vanity. Amen. May God be with you always. Thank you.